Introduction. Curiosity has been the driving force behind philosophy since its earliest beginnings in ancient civilizations. Rather than simply accept the way things are, we humans have a natural tendency to question the world around us and our place in it, and attempt to satisfy our curiosity with rational explanations. To philosophize. Philosophy emerged from the wonderings of people in the ancient world about the nature and structure of the universe. This is the branch of philosophy known as metaphysics, and from it, centuries later, the natural sciences were born. However, philosophers also posed questions that science cannot answer. These were questions about the nature of existence itself, the field known as ontology, and about the nature and limits of knowledge, the field of epistemology. Other more practical questions became the subjects of moral and political philosophy. How should we live? What is good? What is bad? How should we organize society? These fundamental questions are not only the foundations of philosophy, they are also the topics of conversation among ordinary people. In this book, you will find many different theories and suggestions that philosophers have offered in answer to these questions, and their justifications for their views. Some will be familiar to you, or will chime with your own ideas, which will perhaps give you food for thought. Chapter 1 traces the history of metaphysics and epistemology, from Thales to Nietzsche, that is, from the 6th century BCE until the end of the 19th century. Chapters 2 and 3 continue the story through the 20th century, focusing on the parallel developments of analytic and continental philosophy. Chapter 4 examines the philosophy of mind, while chapters 5 and 6 focus on ethics and political philosophy, respectively. And the final chapter, Chapter 7, covers logic. Foundations. In the beginning, philosophy was the same as science. Philosophers looked for natural explanations for the way things are. Crucially, however, they also asked, how do we know when our explanations are correct? Foundations. This chapter explores the central questions of metaphysics and epistemology, namely, what is the nature of things that exist? And what exactly is knowledge? It examines how philosophers have answered these questions historically, taking the story up to the end of the 19th century. Chapters 2 and 3 complete the story, focusing on the analytic and continental schools of the 20th century. The first Greek philosophers asked, "What is everything made of?" which is the fundamental question of metaphysics. This prompted further inquiries into the structure of the cosmos, and also raised more abstract questions about the nature of existence itself, the branch of metaphysics known as ontology. Over the centuries, philosophers have offered many different answers to these questions, inspiring different approaches and schools of thought. Some, for example, argued that the universe is made up of a single substance, a view known as monism, while others proposed that the universe has two component elements, a view known as dualism. Similarly, some regarded the universe to be eternal and immutable, while others thought that it is constantly changing. These contrasting views were the subject of philosophical debate, which gave rise to yet more questions. How can we know anything about the world? How do we acquire our knowledge? These questions are the topic of epistemology, or the theory of knowledge. According to some philosophers, known as rationalists, knowledge comes primarily from our ability to think. For others, known as empiricists, our primary source of knowledge is observation. In turn, these theories raise questions about the nature of human understanding, and even of thought itself.